elven heritage aware of the tague by that blood would follow the High Lord, as you call him, directly. She sighed, then moved her shoulders. You have told me much I did not know. It may be that he can become king. I accept, Poxenarian, your description of your quest to find the true king of Leonia and restore him. I accept your decision to prove my grandson, whom you know, as Duke Phelan, by the sword's test. But before I agree to his crowning, I wish to see him myself. If he can become what he was meant to become, my powers will aid him. If not, we shall hope for better things than I fear. The lady rose. Pox and the Halverics, trying to stand, found themselves unable to move. The lady's voice was kindly now, its silvery music warmer than before. It will make your task no easier that all know the Lady's Forest has moved to enclose your steading. As I shift the border in return, you will find that none of your people remember a summer's afternoon in winter. For you, I leave you such memories as you need. And, from Poxenarian, I withhold no truth. You will not be troubled by any elves of my household. Pox suddenly thought of the evil plots Akria had woven for the Duke before now. Had all this, for near 50 years, been one? She wanted to ask the lady, wanted to explain, but gentle laughter filled her mind. Be at ease, paladin. Others, too, can see a web against the light. A knock came on the door. Pox and the Halverics looked blankly at each other. Between them, a bowl of apples, and a tiny glass flask with a spray of apple blossoms filled Aliam's study with a mingled odors of spring and fall.
What is it?
Aliam finally croaked. Cal Halverick put his head in.
It's getting late, sir. Did you wish to dine here? Shall I sit for you in hall?
Pox looked at the small window. Outside, it was full dark.